Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You'll find out so much about the show, so much about us, how you can get the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the crazy stuff, all the crazy labels the left has given us. And you know what? Not only do we not deserve them, but they're the people that hate labels. Go figure that one out. Anyhow, there's there's a boatload of headlines I want to get to. I hope I can. I'll try. You know, for some of you who don't know, across the country, there's been fights going on in California for decades. But it's heated up over the last few years. You know, the wildfires that are happening there now, for years, the eco freaks, you heard me, I mean, I love the earth too, but the eco freaks wouldn't let and won't let the electric companies, the state, and others clear out brush, clean up the forest. So when you have these fires, you have years of tinder. I mean, any Boy Scouts out there? Raise your hand, right? What happens? You go out, and when you need to start your fire, when you need to, you know, you got to cook your frog legs or whatever, you got to go out and get tinder. Very dry wood, leaves, wood, that kind of stuff. And that's low-hanging thing. I mean, they're usually on the ground to begin with. And we live in a desert. Rain is not plentiful, although we have had a lot of rain in the last year, which has caused a lot of growth. But every time this happens, everybody starts screaming, or the lefties start screaming about global warming. And you can't be any more disingenuous than that. It has nothing to do with global warming, cooling, climate change. It has everything in the world to do with you not allowing, you eco-freaks, not allowing the state to clean up, to get rid of the dead brush. Before we came along, you know, you keep talking about the humans and the man-made this and the man. Before we came along, you know what Mother Nature did? It burned out all the dead stuff. No, seriously. Geologists can show you where there were massive fires. They can tell you, where these areas were and how they were cleaned up over the years. So Mother Nature took it. Now we think we know better. We stop it from happening. Well, of course, in some places we've got it populated. We don't want to burn down the houses. I got that. Don't make it sound like this is something new that's never happened before. So I'm watching these same eco-freaks right now online screaming about the fact that that Edison, our electric company in Southern California, Northern California, it's Pacific Gas and Electric, that because of their lack of maintenance of their equipment is why we're having this trouble. That might be a minute part of it, but I want you to think about something. If the land under these places is cleared, if all this mess is cleaned up and you do spark a fire and there's no real fuel to burn, don't you think it's a lot easier at that point to put it out? It would be a lot easier for not to be as big as they are. But they won't admit to that. So what PG&E decided to do to get out in front of this, and nobody at the state stopped them, nobody really thought about this, is because we have these high winds in California. They're called the Santa Anas, and they where the wind comes up from the south, and it's warm air, no moisture in it. I mean, it just whips these flames into a frenzy. It makes it really easy. Something as simple as a car throwing a spark on the side of the road could light a whole mountainside on fire. And I'm not making light of any of this, but I want you to think this through. So PG&E decided, well, we're going to do, you know, to stop this from happening, because the high-tension power lines might arc or spark together and fall on the ground, we'll just shut the power off. Okay? They shut the power off like 2 million homes. And they wouldn't tell you when it was going to happen or how or anything. It's going to happen like today between 7 and whatever. And then they do it in the middle of the night. That's another thing that they seem to be okay with. The problem is that many people, you know, they're living week to week. They don't have generators or battery backups or that kind of stuff. And so there is now a death. I mean, this is going to cost them millions. There's now a death already reported because they shut the power off in the middle of the night. A Northern California man dependent on oxygen supply died Wednesday just after power cuts from Pacific Gas and Electric affected his home. Robert Madras was 67. He died roughly 12 minutes after PG&E cut power to his home and surrounding area. See, this is where no matter what those eco-freaks, this is because of you this man died. If you would allow the electric companies to do their job, if you would allow those people, yes, those people, you heard me, if you would allow those people to do their jobs, this is a non-issue. This would be a non-issue. If you would allow them to clean up the woods, if you allow the state to take care of the woods, and thin them out like they're supposed to. Allow the logging companies to go in there with specific permits for specific areas to allow regrowth. Let the sun in through the thick brush so you can get the... You know, we have beautiful hills. We have beautiful mountainsides. You guys, you are causing this damage. You caused this death. Indirectly. This poor guy didn't have to die. Seriously, he didn't have to die. This guy had oxygen that he had to have. He was hooked up to a machine for that purpose, right? And he when he woke up and the power was off and oxygen was almost non-existent, he couldn't get to his backup battery in time for the little unit that is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. Yes, get excited. I know you've been waiting for him. We're gonna try to talk about Brexit, but we'll see what happens. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I know the man, the myth, the legend, the one you've all been waiting for. We're at that time of the week again. I know you all tune in for. I really do. And I don't mind because I like him too. David Gibb joins us as he does every week to kind of kick off the weekend and really deal with the realities of life, what we really have to deal with on a daily basis. How you doing, Xander?
I am wonderful, thank you, Joe. How is the world with you?
Well, it's a little smoky where I'm at, but other than that, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, seriously. I feel like I went back to smoking again, you know? Anyway, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to all those people that have lost homes and
fire's getting close to them. You know, they got to get their stuff together and go. I've had that happen. Like, I think we've had that happen twice to us in the last 20 years. And finally, we get down to, you know, I got a couple of hard drives with all our important paperwork on there and all that stuff, and we just throw those in the car and go.
Absolutely. And a shout out to the brave firefighters. Because I don't envy their job. I really don't.
No, not in the least. Let's talk about the important stuff of the day, though. Seriously. I mean, like, you know, the creepy porn lawyer going after Stormy Daniels. Did you hear about that?
I did not. Do tell.
Avenatti now wants to sue Stormy Daniels, I think, for $2 million in back services. I just would love to know what kind of services he was giving, because it definitely wasn't helping her at all.
Yeah. She'll be wanting to pay in kind, though, won't she? This will be the thing. You know.
Well, he is in prison. I don't know how he's going to make that stick. But, you know, this guy is really sick. I mean, he did, for all intents and purposes, he did absolutely nothing for her. And just tried to make her some kind of, not even a porn queen, but I don't know. Anyhow, bottom line with it is, he did nothing for her, and he's looking for $2 million in back pay. What a scum. Yeah, clean it up.
Well, I think we knew that anyway about, you know, Michael Avenatti. And I think that, you know, well, what's that thing? You know, you get what you deserve, and you know, he's not getting paid. And I don't think he deserves to get paid.
No.
Because this was all about trying to bring down President Trump. And it wasn't about, you know, justice issue.
No. Hey, you know, again. He creeped me out from day one. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there was something off about him from day one. He kind of like looked like a cokehead the first time he hit the microphones.
Yeah, he thought he was this like pimp daddy, didn't he? Like, you know, strutting around.
You're
and,
right.
And I didn't like him from day one. And even his Twitter feed, not that I've been able to see it for some time because I've been banned for so long on Twitter, but even his Twitter feed is just like, you know, he thinks he's some gangster.
Right. I mean, seriously, guys like that. But, you know, she knew what he was like. And, again, I'm not sticking up for her or putting her down, but she knew what he was like. You set it off with him for 30 minutes, you know. You had to go take a shower, right, just from talking.
Yeah, you lay down with dogs, you get police. Very simple.
I haven't heard that in a while, and you're a lot younger than I am.
Yeah, I'm 35, too.
30, yeah, that's right. I know. For what, the 10th year? I mean, just
don't go there.
You know, I got to do this story because you and I love to do. I don't know if you knew about this, but now apparently women can go topless in public in several states in this country.
Really?
And their argument was, first of all, they have freedom of expression. I don't know if our founding fathers really had that in mind back then, but whatever. But men go topless, so why can't they? And I'm thinking, okay, there's some men I don't want to see topless. Do you know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah.
Including myself.
Keep your moves covered.
But I was thinking I'd get a whole bunch of guys together that did have moobs, whatever you want to call them, and maybe we could do our own parade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, ladies, let's go. But I understand that the 16 to 17 year old population has grown in Tulsa after they came down with this law. I don't know what that's about, though.
Well, I certainly won't be, you know, exposing my testicles at any point in the future. But, you know, as I'm losing weight on this keto diet, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But seriously, at the beach, you know, I kind of get it. But I do have reservations, and don't try and tell me that I'm sexist. But when children are around, it's kind of like saying, oh, okay, then, you know, I won't wear any bottoms. You know, I won't wear any trunks or whatever else. You know, I don't want to see anybody walking down the street without a T-shirt on, to be honest.
No.
I mean, cover yourself up.
But I think it's a disingenuous argument just to say we want equal rights and the men get to go topless. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but there is a difference between the two genders that exist. And frankly, I, you know, it's, and the law had to be tweaked so that If you're going to be out topless, then you're exposing yourself in public. Therefore, people can take pictures of you. It's legal for them to take pictures of you and put them up on the internet. However,
wait,
there's one carve out, and it's for teenagers. So if you're under 18, I can take your picture, but I can't put it up on the internet. So am I supposed to chase you down?
Yeah.
And say, excuse me, miss, are you 18 or under? I mean, I have to, you know, I got pictures of your breasts, and I want to put them up on my Facebook page.
Because there is this worry about distributing, getting charged with distributing child porn.
Yeah, exactly.
And things of that ilk. But wasn't there this state in the 70s and 80s, 70s and 80s, where women would take off their shirts and run around at sporting events, you know, that were on camera, in order to kind of cause some kind of furore. And I never got it. It just didn't kind of equate
it was a freedom.
Anything for me.
It was a freedom thing. It was like the burn the bra decade, right? I mean, we don't have to wear, you never had to wear bras to begin with. It wasn't against the law for you not to wear a bra.
No.
You know, it was, people just felt it was, you know, it was a modest thing. And yeah, I don't want to see, we got to go for a break here, but you know, I got two daughters, right? I mean, I'm not a prude, but I don't want to see their stuff through their shirt or without a shirt or whatever. I mean, come on. And the other side wants to force it on you, force you to agree and think like they do. And I think that's where I part ways. You want a topless beach or a topless bar or you know, a topless restaurant? Fine. I know what I'm getting into when I go in there.
Yeah,
right.
Because then we don't have to go, do we?
No, no. I'll go to, you know, 31 Flavors and get all the ice cream I want there. But anyhow, sorry for another late.
I thought you were saying that was the name of a topless bar.
Yeah, I wish.
31 Flavors.
30, oh, God. All right. Thank you very much. It was rated G until a second ago. Joe Bacini, your host, listen around. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'll slap Xander around and get him back straight again. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Testifying in defiance of President Donald Trump's ban, former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, told House impeachment officials that Trump himself had pressured the State Department to oust her from her post and get her out of the country. Yovanovitch told lawmakers investigating Trump's dealings with Ukraine that there was a, quote, concerted campaign against her based on unfounded and false claims by people with clearly questionable motives. The diplomat was recalled from Kiev as Rudy Giuliani pressed Ukrainian officials to investigate corruption allegations against Democrat Joe Biden and his son. An aggressive wildfire in Southern California seared its way through dry vegetation and spread quickly as tens of thousands of residents continued to scramble to get out of its way. The blaze broke out in the San Fernando Valley and spread westward, burning its way into the hilly subdivisions on Los Angeles's northern edge as terrified residents grabbed what they could and ran. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Joe to the Real Center, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, text, come on, stay with me. You know the words. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be a part of the solution. Let's get right back to it, because I know you love this guy. More than me, actually, I think.
Yeah, we're back at it. Jane and I put a list together of the topless bars, restaurants, and barbershops in town. I mean, if you don't catch that joke, you got to go back and pick up the podcast, get the first segment of that. But, you know, we're losing it in society, and it's just really, it really is getting irritating to me.
Yeah. Because it isn't actually about being prudish, Joe, is it?
I don't think it is.
Having morals and standards and kind of keeping to them, you know?
Look, if you're one of those, I know it's not exactly the same, but it's kind of like, you know, certain musics you like, right? If you go to a jazz and blues bar, right? I don't want to hear reggae music. That's not why I went there, right? I mean, I should have an expectation. If you are into more of the naturel nude scene, then there should be places you can go for that, and you know what to expect. I think it's Portland every year has, you know, nude bike riding day, right, where everybody rides their bikes naked through the city, and it's perfectly legal. And I'm thinking, I know to stay away from the city that day. At least I've got a chance, right?
And you wouldn't take the grandkids, would you?
No.
It's really not
fancy.
A PC event, is it? Let's face it.
Come on, kids. Let's go down and see what happens when you hit too many bumps on a bike and you're a male. I don't know.
Now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but wouldn't it be quite painful for riding a bicycle without clothing?
I would think so.
From a practical standing?
Well, I always said, you know, if you really want to see low attendance, just have it in December.
Yeah, because no one's going to want to go out without clothes in December.
It's snowing, right? I don't know. It's just crazy. Okay, this week's crazy stuff was we had the issue with Ellen DeGeneres. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know Ellen. I know she does a lot of philanthropical type of things, and I appreciate that with her. This week here, she came out. She was, I guess she was sitting next to Mr. Bush, and they went nuts on her on Twitter. Does that really show the sickness, the real Trump derangement syndrome that has been brought to the surface of the left, or what?
Yeah, I think it does, but I was kind of disappointed in Ellen because she made this big spiel about, kind of getting on with people regardless of their politics. Because my response to that is, I know Ellen listens to the show. When are you going to start to practice what you preach with regards to Donald Trump?
Ooh.
Because you disagree with Donald Trump's politics, and that's okay. I can accept that. So when are you going to start to love him like you love George Bush? Or is that different because Donald Trump is the president right now? It's hypocrisy, Joe. I'm sorry. I do think we should all be trying to come together. But let's not leave people out of that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. No, we've let that creep in too much. It's really sad and even sick, I would say, with the how we've let politics ruin our relationships, right?
I mean, yeah.
I've got people on 180 degrees from what they believe and what they think in light of politics, and we can still go break bread together. But that is not the norm anymore, is it?
No, unfortunately. I mean, I've lost so many friends because I'm a Republican and because I support Donald Trump, and I kind of find that concerning because if you love me, you love me whatever. And if my politics bothers you that much that you don't want to be my friend, were you ever really my friend in the first place?
Right. Right.
I mean, if tomorrow I became very deluded and said I was going to return to the Democrat, whilst I probably wouldn't be a guest on your show very often, I know that we would still be friends.
I would fly to England and have you checked, okay? I'm sorry.
Certified.
I just want to make sure that nobody's drugging you or holding a gun to your head, okay?
That would be the case, I think.
That'd be one of those red flags that would go up.
Yeah.
What are you pumping in his air supply there?
Exactly.
But you're exactly right. Because you know what? Even if you went to the other side, I still believe that you and I could sit on this microphone and have a civil conversation as to why we agree or disagree about something.
Yes. But I think you and I are different because even when I was a Democrat, we were able to do that, weren't we?
Yeah. Although you called your first call to me or wanted to get together to let me know why I was wrong, right?
Yeah. But I've evolved, I'm not too big to admit about when I'm wrong, but you see, the thing is, when you are evolving, you kind of everything changes for you, and when you see how deep that rabbit hole goes, it changes everything for you.
Yeah, it was really funny because I met up a friend of mine, Sonia Schmidt. She does her own show as well, and we were talking. She's a female African American, and she said it was really interesting as to how she was accepted into Hollywood. And she's always been a Republican. I mean, not always. She switched teams very, very early in life. But there was a default presumption that she was a Democrat when she went to work in Hollywood. And when they found out that she was a Republican and or a conservative, it really, really freaked them out. And I was thinking, now, they call us racist, right? They think that we have these preconceived notions. When I see a black person, I don't automatically believe or think that they're Democrats.
No.
Do you?
No, absolutely not. Because we're all different. And the thing is that, I meet people in my life, from all walks of life, and I don't suddenly, if I don't presume what they are, and if they tell me and it's something different to what I am, then that's okay too.
Yeah.
Because I think that real, fair-minded people, It shouldn't make a difference. I don't want to discuss politics with everybody.
No.
Because it just becomes boring. There's so many more facets to my, knowledge and skill set, over and above politics and political commentary. So
and life experiences.
I don't want it to be our every... Yeah.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be our every conversation.
No. No, no, no. I, I,
I tell people that all the time. I said, look, we don't do politics 24/7 on the show because you can get that on 3,000 other stations. I mean, we, you and I truly, and with other people, I deal with every issue that goes on
right
in and around the country because there's a heck of a lot more going on than politics and, you know, Trump rallies, which are great, great to watch. The circus in D.C., you know, I could actually, I'd rather watch the local circus. No, you can't even see animals at the circus here in this country anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
I mean, seriously. And then, you know, when is it going to become that clowns are going to be politically incorrect, right? I mean, come on, we're on track for that, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know.
What are you, clownophobic?
I'll tell you what. You know, you and I have had this conversation, but I am now to the point where the drag queen thing, bad, nasty,
yeah.
No more. I don't know if you caught this. And they're going to say, well, you know, you're picking on one group, but they had the drag queens came to do some reading for kids, and they did interpretive dance, which you can imagine, okay? I mean, dropped their drawers with very skimpy undergarment on and was doing interpretive dance. I'm thinking, why do K through 6th graders have to see that? Why do you think
exactly.
You know you're going to – it's kind of like, well, we're going to force you to do this because we think it's right. And that's why we can't get along. Is that not true?
Yeah. And you know, I'll give you a typical example. Do you know how many people – the TV show RuPaul's Drag Race has started in the U.K., like a U.K. version. And so many people have contacted me and wanted to discuss that with me and are surprised that I'm not watching it. Why would I be watching it? I'm not anti-drag queen. I love RuPaul, you know, don't get me wrong, but I'm just not interested.
Yeah. Well, you have to be, though. You're gay. You have to be interested. Don't you know that?
You outed me
on
national radio.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to take your card away from you, you know?
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say which card.
Oh.
It's a bad actually, not a card.
Well, it was
don't
funny.
Don't worry, I won't say what type of card.
It'd be nice. So, you know, it was like, no, when I was with Sonia the other day, and she said the same thing. She joked about the fact that when they found out she was a Republican, they took her black card away.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's true.
She said, yeah.
They do.
It's almost like you have no more rights because you will not live up to what they believe you should be at your level. I go, wow. And we're the racists. We're the ones with preconceived notions. That's crazy.
It's kind of worrying, though, isn't it? Because, I think that we should be striving for better.
We should. And Jen will be back in a few minutes with me. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Don't go far.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Let's get right back at it because I know you tune in for him and not me. Not stupid. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure, and you know who. All right, I don't want to lose the momentum here. Jamie Gibb joins us, and if you missed the first two segments, you'll have to go back and get it on the podcast later on. Look, Xander, you made a great comment on the way out, which is they have to have it. They have to have the divide. Because
right.
Then you can't have the knight in shining armor show up to save you. You don't need them to save you and protect
exactly.
You.
And this is why they have to turn Donald Trump into the boogeyman of the 2020, whatever, you know. They have to do that to him. Because the first thing I ask people when they say these things about how bad Donald Trump is, he's racist, he's homophobic, he's this, he's that, he's the other, he's sexist. Why can they never give me examples? Ever.
No, you're right. No, they can't. It's what they heard. Matter of fact, there's a campusreform.org. If you head over there, they have videos on a regular basis there. And the thing I love about those guys is they go ask those questions. They go on college campuses. Is Donald Trump a racist? Yes, he is. Okay, is Donald Trump a this? Yes, he is. Is Donald Trump a that? Yes, he is.
tell me a racist comment that he made. And you just, you can play the cricket sound effect because he's just, they're there. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to respond because they're just reading Twitter feed info, right?
Right. Because quite often what people are doing in order to appear to be intelligent and hip and with it is they're spewing out the opinions of others and then passing them off as their own.
Yep.
I don't want to know what someone else's opinion is. I want to know what your opinion is, and I want to know why you have that opinion.
That's a great
because
point.
Because that is what really does it for me. Because if you can validate your opinion, if you can tell me why you have an opinion, I can respect it even if I don't agree with
yep.
it. But
yep.
if you can't tell me why, and it's just gleaned from something you've read or something that some liberal told you, then I can't respect you at all. I'm sorry.
Great point, and real. You know, I mean, we used to joke years ago that, you know, some people are a victim of the last conversations. And that was before we had all the Twitter stuff, right? Now they're getting these sound bites. And I realize a lot of people are headline-driven, soundbite-driven, and what have you. Go research it yourself. You cannot believe everything that comes across your phone.
No.
That's become their extended brain or something. I don't know.
Yeah. In fairness, that's why we're having this conversation now, Joe, because if I hadn't started to question everything, you know, even if you're a Republican, question everything, validate everything. The only reason I am now a Republican today, a conservative today, is because I started questioning things. And it's imperative to do so, even with your own party. Because every news program you watch, they all have an agenda, and the agenda depends upon who is paying the bill.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're independent, so, you know, no one's paying the bill, really.
I want to get to something because I don't want to run out of time because I think it's an example of where you and I might not be 100% on the same page on something.
Yeah.
But we're talking about it, and there's no, I don't know about you, I can't speak for you, but there's no less love from me to you or me thinking any less of you. But
I love you, Joe!
But seriously, when you went with this stuff, the Supreme Court is hearing arguments that could determine whether millions of LGBTQ, by the way, I was corrected by, I know you love these people, a very young gay man about the Q. I am now to refer to them as LGBTQ+. No more letters. Okay? Because I'm being disrespectful.
The gay community. Carry on.
So, the workers are, we want to make sure the workers are protected under the nation's most powerful federal workplace anti-discrimination law. Now, first off, before we start the conversation, and Xander knows this about me, but some of you other yo-hos may not, I don't believe anybody should be discriminated against because of their sexual orientation, you know, race, creed, color, height, width, whatever, okay?
Right.
People are hired, fired, kept on the payroll, given raises based on their performance. End of discussion. But to me, there are a few caveats to that. All right, just a couple, and not in a discriminatory way, because I get really concerned. This federal law, unless they do the proper carve-outs, my concern is that you have churches, whether they be Catholic, you know, mainstream Christian, Jewish temples, whatever, organizations, that you have cases where recently there was a Catholic school that was sued because there was a same-sex couple that was working, and they said, look, you cannot work here as a same-sex couple. Some people would call that discrimination. They are adhering to the scripture they believe to be true. I think there needs to be carve-outs for stuff like that. California tried to move something in there and said, well, churches have two kind of distinct things going on. They have an administrative side that doesn't preach the word, and then they do have a preachy side. I mean, I even heard an assembly person say that. So the preachy side we'll leave alone. But working in the office, you don't have a right to decide. I'm going, wait a minute. I don't think that's right. In the same way that if a restaurant was discriminating against the same-sex couple or gay couple or whatever, even an individual gay or lesbian person, I would stand up for their rights in there. Serving food, right. You know, that kind of thing. It's a whole different animal. Give me your...
But I have to say, I know you've used the Catholic Church as an example in this situation for a reason, but I don't think that they're a good example because they're quite happy for the past 40 years to employ pedophiles. But they won't employ gay people.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I had to say it, Joe.
But let me, all right, so not to go too far down that hole, I would say to you...
Phenomenal.
Right.
But I will say this, as an openly gay man, I do think that Christian organizations that are employing people have a slightly different role with regards to who they employ because of what they're trying to do.
Okay.
However, I take issue with the Catholic Church for that particular reason.
But my point is, if a church is trying to adhere to what they believe and live, actually live out what biblical scripture is, should you be able to go into a church environment, a religious environment, and say, I'm sorry, you have to hire a gay lesbian couple or whatever. Same thing with some of these, you know, on campuses lately, the Christian kids organizations, they're trying to force them to bring into leadership anybody. Otherwise, it's discrimination.
The simple answer is no, because then... Then when you look at this from a wider aspect, that the next thing is, should ministers of religion be forced to marry same-sex couples, knowing that the Bible says that, you know, marriage is between, you know, the Christian ideology is that marriage is between a man and a woman. So yes, there should be some exceptions for religious organizations, but I think they're going to have to be careful as to what those exceptions are. So I do agree with you.
But it's just kind of like, you remember when Dr. G and you and I would talk about, gay marriage as a whole, and then what would that open up? And the LGBTQ community said, yeah. Oh, you know, you're making a big deal out of it. It's not going to open up anything else. Oh, really? Well, look what happened. So I'm just concerned that at some point in time, the government, to your point, can step in and go, you know, we don't care that you're a Christian organization. Look, what was it? The sisters, I can't even think of their name, that were going to be forced to do the abortion pill. They were going to be forced under Obamacare to have to give the abortion rights, abortion pill to their employees. They go, well, look, we are, you know, a Catholic organization, a Catholic organization. We don't believe in that kind of thing, right? But you see what I'm saying, though.
I think it's gonna be problematic. But to kind of respond to your point, I've publicly said that I feel used by the gay community with regards to same-sex marriage. I fought for 25 years for this, but it's right that it has opened the door for pedophiles to say, well, if the gays get that, what do we get? You get nothing because you're criminals. You know, I get a lot of negative response for saying these things, but I have to go with what I feel and what I believe, and that's why I have an honest response to the world around me, and it doesn't always serve me well.
It's kind of like when I look at some of this stuff, I don't want to do any sweeping, and you taught me this one. I don't want to make any sweeping comments or remarks or decisions. You have to look at these things and say, okay, really, what's really going on here? You know, I'm going to offend maybe seven people right now. I'm going, you know, if you're going to try to tell me you're a Pastafarian and basically the bottom line is you can't hire, white cisgen, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm going to tell you, you know what, go pound sand. You're not a real religion.
Yeah.
You know, have a nice day kind of thing, right? If it's a mainstream true religion that practices what they believe, I think we need to sit back and look and make sure that we are protecting their rights to practice what they truly are preaching, living, and teaching.
Right. I do, too. And I want to apologize to any Catholics that are listening to this segment because my commentary wasn't designed to be offensive to them. My problem isn't with Catholics. My problem is actually with the way that the Catholic Church dealt with a certain situation and your recent choice of pope, I have to add to that.
You know,
so what's the Catholics all switching off in droves now?
Xander, where can I find you?
ZanderGibbs.com, and from November 1st, the Xander Gibbs Show will be back through Pacific 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 in the UK. So I'm going to be back, baby.
All right. You know what? Have a safe weekend. Have a safe week. And we totally blew off Brexit, but that's okay. We can talk about that later because that ain't going anywhere. Anywhere. Anytime soon. Anywhere. All right, I'm going to get him. This guy's going to learn how to speak. Right? I have to learn how to speak. Joe Messina, your host. A lot coming up. Listen, God bless. Thanks for being with me. If you're going to stay with us, got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Sound.